Academy Award-winning Quentin Tarantino has worked nearly 10 years to bring Inglourious Basterds to life. The movie is set during World War II and stars Brad Pitt as Lieutenant Aldo Raines, the head of a group of Jewish American soldiers seeking brutal retribution against Nazi soldiers. Take a look.
My name is Lieutenant Aldo Raines, and I'm putting together a special team, and I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers. Now, y'all might have heard rumors about the Armada happening soon. Well, we'll be leaving a little earlier. We're going to be dropped into France, dressed as civilians. Once we're in enemy territory, as a bushwhacking guerrilla army, we're going to be doing one thing and one thing only. Killing Nazis.
Quentin Tarantino, good morning.
Good morning.
That accent just kills me every time
yeah.
I hear it.
Yeah, hillbilly poetry, that's
it. And he would talk like that even when he wasn't shooting.
Oh, yeah, no, he actually really dug the character. So he would, you know, anytime he was anywhere near the camera within spitting distance, he was always Aldo. Mm. And it was great for me because, you know, I created Aldo. Aldo's been in my mind for a long time. So that was like a chance to actually get to know one of my characters. If I asked Brad a question, Aldo more or less answered it.
In fact, you've been working on this for 10 years. This has been, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, you were in a video store where you were working in a video store,
yeah,
and
yeah.
somebody said to you, because there was a movie at that time that was out by the same name, spelled differently, and somebody said to you, you're going to make your own movie by this
name. Well, there was this cheapy Italian movie called Inglourious Basterds that we always really got a kick out of, and we just thought that was the best name for a bunch of guys on a mission war movie, and so whenever I talk about doing one, they go, well, that'll be your Inglourious Basterds.
Because somebody said you were going to make this great movie. For 10 years you've nursed this, you've struggled through it. So is it fair to say that this one is sort of more personal than any other? This baby is yours.
Well, you know, they're all really, really personal. But this one has the longest history of gestation. All right, it's been the incubator the longest. That's
and
for sure.
And you create a whole new genre. I mean, it's a World War II movie, but it's also a spaghetti western. As you, it's also a Jewish revenge fantasy. I mean, it's where do you get the confidence? the guts to make this kind of a movie?
Well, you know, I mean, it's funny. It's just the way it comes out. I mean, you know, when I start writing the story, you know, I have an idea where I'm going to go with it, but I don't really know until the characters lead the way and I tell the story. So it's like the humor that shows up in it, all that just kind of comes out in the telling of the scenario.
There's something really quite delicious about seeing the Nazi war machine tremble.
That's
the Nazi war machine tremble.
Well, that's part of the fun of it. I mean, one of the things thing with the Basterds, them being Jewish American soldiers, is they're doing an Apache resistance, which is more about even getting in the brain and the minds of the enemy. It's not about the 7 guys that they ambush. It's about the 100 guys that'll find those guys.
Mm-hmm. And because there is some scalping involved.
There's definitely scalping involved.
And there's a real, I mean, and that kind of
thing. And I don't mean selling concert tickets. Illegally, all right? That's right.
So that said, this is not a movie for children, but it is a movie that is really a popcorn. I mean, it's one of those get it, and it really pays great homage to film in general.
Oh no, there's a definite love of cinema that's involved in, but that's in all my movies. I can't help it. I remember when I was writing the script, and I have a section between the French lead girl in the movie is having a conversation with a Nazi soldier, and they're comparing Chaplin versus Max Linder. All right, and when I finished the scene, I was like, okay, I go to write my World War II movie. It becomes a love letter to cinema. I just can't get away from it.
It's really true, and this really is a love letter in many ways. I know we're out of time, but I just have to say that Christoph Waltz was stunningly good. He won an award at
Cannes. He won the best actor at the Cannes Film Festival.
I mean, I can't even go. Melanie Laurent was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Diane Kruger, Eli Roth. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Mike Myers.
The Bear Jew. Yeah, you were like into him. I like that big guy.
I'm totally into him. Anyway, Quentin Tarantino, good luck with the film, and thank you so much.
Thanks, honey.
Such a great pleasure. I got to be called honey by Quentin Tarantino. Anyway, Inglourious Basterds opens nationwide next Friday, August 21st.